This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, welcome. Great to have you all with us, and we got another busy hour coming up, Stu Taylor, and I thank all of our listeners for continuing to join me each and every day, and let's open up with our first guest. His name is John Lindsay Hickman. He is the author of A Cold Snow in Castaway County. It is published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. It's available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook, and he's here to join us. And welcome, directly from Virginia. It's nice to have you with us, John.
Thank you, Stu.
The book, you and I were just chatting briefly before we came on here. Perhaps you can provide the setting for the book. Another one of those many books that has a strong non-fictional origin or genesis to it, and yet it's portrayed with a lot of fiction in it. First, a little about the book and why you wrote it as a fictional piece of work.
Well, I'd spent a lot of years in law enforcement, 25, and retired, and so through the years I'd seen a lot of changes in the agency in particular that I'd worked at, the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office in Leesburg, Virginia. And, you know, I had a lot of war stories that I figured I could tell, and I had a lot of true stories that I could tell, but not without weaving them into a fictional setting. So that's why I chose fiction to, you know, protect the anonymity of some of the folks involved, and so that I could present some of the things that happened through the 25-year career without hurting anybody's feelings and without getting into any trouble.
The setting is in Castaway County in Maine. Any particular reason you chose that? Obviously, it's not the real story.
Yeah, actually, I chose that for a couple of reasons. One is that since I was like 5 years old, so for about 50 years, my family and I have been summering on a lake up in Maine. So I have a really deep love of the life up there and the lake life and an understanding of the life around the lake. And I also chose it because of the rural setting. We're talking, you know, an area in the backwoods of Maine, and so I could keep the sheriff's office in my fictional book small and start it small and allow it to grow as I write more books. But I wanted to start with a small town sheriff's office, you know, that wouldn't have a lot of resources and would have to use, you know, really just regular investigative techniques and common sense techniques.
Life is can sometimes be precarious, unpredictable. You're on a path to do good, to be an exemplary citizen, and suddenly some one traumatic, profound event can happen that kind of turns people's lives around. And the main character of the book here, Wendell Dell Hinton, works as a detective in the Boston Police Department. Talk about that one incident and what a profound impact it's had in his life. I guess, parenthesis, your life.
Okay. That incident actually was a true incident with a person that I had worked with many, many years ago over in Hagerstown, Maryland, at the sheriff's office over there. And the person had worked on one of the small town police departments and had a shooting that was justified. You know, he had done his job correctly. He had done everything, followed all the policies, but unfortunately, he'd kind of gotten crucified in the press because the person that had gotten killed was a juvenile and in reality did not have a gun. I had been mistaken. So it was, I got to, because I knew this gentleman, I got to see that change firsthand a little bit, and I thought it was kind of a good way
that
to
was
start
done,
out.
Something that we, you know, we're going on and debating in today's George Zimmerman, Trevon Martin trial, whether there was certain justification for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I thought that made a good start for why he would have left law enforcement and come back later on.
How did your past career in law enforcement, how has it been used as a foundation for your writing? Have you had any writing experience?
Well, I've done the entire time I was in law, or most of the time I was in law enforcement, I used to write articles for the National Sheriff's Association magazine and the American Jails magazine. So I'd had some, you know, some articles published. I'd done some, written some training keys for the American Jail Association. So yeah, I mean, I had done a decent amount of writing and some that was published while I was working. But when I got to the end of my career, I thought I just had this wealth of information, and I kind of had something I wanted to say. I wanted to kind of say that law enforcement is still a good and honorable profession, and I thought this was a way I could, you know, present that.
All right. Continue, John. Oh, okay. Sorry, we just had a temporary glitch. We had a lot of weather problems around.
Yeah.
A lot of books out of this genre, of this type, why should this book be not necessarily separated? People, I always recommend for people to buy a number of books, but what is it that makes this book different from other books of the same type?
I think really what makes it different is that nowadays a lot of the books the writers are going for the intrigue, the multiple twists and turns, the very in-depth storylines with lots of technical things. I kind of liken it to most people are writing CSI-type books now. I feel like my book is more like the old Andy Griffith Show kind of book, where it's about a small town, it's an easy read, it relies really on problem solving and common sense approaches to how an investigation starts, you know, and follows through with the interviews and results in some kind of a final conclusion. But it doesn't have all the extra twists and turns and all the labs and things like that involved that a small agency just wouldn't have access to necessarily.
John, is this? I've just got a sneaking suspicion here that this may be the first in a line of a series of books, and that you love what you're doing.
Yes, that is the case. It did not start out that way. I actually wrote the first book, A Cold Snow in Castaway County, really more to see if I could do it. And after I did, I said, you know, I could make a series out of this, and I could really, really enjoy the process. I love the writing process. And so my second book hopefully will be out by Christmas time. It's in the final editing process now.
What do you want readers to come away with? What is the message or the messages that you would like to have impact on those who buy this book and read it?
Well, one of them I think is just that law enforcement is it's an honorable career, and that there still are a lot of officers, but men and women who, you know, display the values of honesty and integrity about their job and about their agencies. There are a lot of good agencies out there. I think that's one of the big takeaways. And another one, I think, which, you know, has to do with really everything going on in the world today, is just not rushing to judgment. That, you know, things are not always as they seem in the beginning, and that you really, when you're doing an investigation, you may be led in two or three different directions before you finally realize who actually committed a crime, for instance. Probably the last thing is just the value of small agencies like small sheriff's offices and the kind of jobs that they do, because I think the most people in the public kind of lump law enforcement officers all together in one group, you know, whether you're a city police officer or whether you're a county sheriff. And really there's a lot of difference in the jobs and the job duties that are associated with that. And I'm hoping that it'll also be maybe somewhat of an education for people who don't really know much about sheriff's offices and those differences.
Yeah, and to realize the same, in many ways, the same problems that our brave troops have in combat, our sheriffs, our police officers, serving officials have every day in life that they have to deal with. It's not an easy profession, and often difficult choices. Right, John?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are a lot of similarities in the two.
All right. Got about 10, 15 seconds for a closing comment if you'd like to make one.
Well, I hope that anyone reading my book will see law enforcement and sheriff's offices and maybe in a different light than they've been projected sometimes, and I hope to keep writing. I thoroughly enjoy it.